Well, welcome to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I'm Hunter Logan, of course, and this is season 8, episode 1, and it's called The Quandary. And I tell you why, because I am in a quandary. Probably why it took a while to get this one going. But I'll tell you why, and here we go. First of all, I want to thank all of you who are following along with the podcast and sharing it. Of course, I'm still new to the podcast and neighborhood and how this works. So I'm hoping that I can do better with this as we get going and do more with it. Last episode, we finished up with the overlap. And that's with the radio overlapping into the artist part of this. And me being the artist in the radio. And I was an artist before the radio and the radio guy and vice versa. Well, I had to put the CD release on hold. And it has caused me to do a lot of thinking. Now, the episode in season 7 before the overlap was Maybe I'm Not Good Enough. And that has still been playing into certain aspects. Now, I believe that this is God's timing as far as the music goes. The more I consider it, the more I look at it. This is all of God's timing. There's a reason why that this has been put off, so to say. I was wanting to release a album altogether, but I think we're going to do things different. I'll tell you about that in the next podcast. The songs are still coming. Even though I have 10 songs written for the project, I got another one started, and then another idea for another one. The writing hasn't stopped, and it isn't stopping. Whether I write those for myself to do or for somebody else to do, time will bear that out. God's timing will bear that out. I'm good either way. But I do know that I have to do something. And sometimes waiting is just waiting. Sometimes waiting on the Lord. For as timing wise. In the meantime, while you're waiting on that time, you write songs. Of course, it's not just about the music. There's a radio station to run as well. It's no secret that I've been a caretaker to my wife as well while she's going through things. As she was getting better, she broke her foot. Well, that's 4 to 6 weeks in a boot. Where the break is, they said the cast wouldn't really do any different than having it in a boot. We wanted a cast, both of us, because it'd be easier on both of us. In a boot, she stays, and that's, you know, appointments back and forth every 2 weeks going. So probably another reason why this CD release had to be postponed as well. God knew this was coming up. There'll be a lesson in there somewhere. I really believe my wife's going to have a great testimony when this is all over. There is no doubt that she will be healed 100%. I believe that. I still believe that. I haven't changed that belief at all. I still hold to that 100%. I believe. The Lord said it. I still believe He has a good will towards me, to my wife, to us as a unit, because we are. This has been one of the most difficult times. I will not lie. It has been. Not only personal, but with the station. This is how you grow, folks. This is how you grow in Christ. And you thank Him for the trials and the tribulation. You thank Him for bringing you through it. You do. We're human, but you got to be careful not to get to the point to where you're having a pity party for yourself as well. You can recognize that you're going through it. There's nothing wrong with that. Because you are, and you need to. But don't get caught on the side of feeling sorry for yourself and throwing yourself a pity party. And that is how your faith starts to wane, and you don't want that. You want to be strong and steadfast, standing in your faith. Because that's what pleases him. If you can hold on to your faith and keep your faith, that's what pleases God. And if you please him, he's going to do great things for you. He's going to bless you. But you got to show the faith. You got to show him your faith. And a lack of blessing comes from a lack of faith. I think people forget that. You know, when your kids or someone pleases you, your wife, when you're pleased, when you're really pleased, there ain't nothing you're going to do. There ain't nothing you ain't going to do for that person or that child or your spouse. Come on, you know it's right. Especially you guys, you know if they throw that special something at you, you're like, what you want done, honey? Don't think we don't know, women. I don't think we don't know. We know. But we'll take it anyway. What you want done, honey? Y'all think, y'all know. That's a fact. If we please him. I think sometimes we make it harder than it has to be. Sometimes you can just self-reflect so much that we can pick our own selves apart so much. And listen, I'm guilty of that myself. Okay? I bet God's just up there just shaking his head. He's like, oh, come on. Come on, Hunter. Oh, I taught you better than this. Come on. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. Oh, come on. He's probably saying, all I need you to do is just believe. Believe to the end, man. I know it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And he's probably saying, when have I ever let you down? When have I ever not taken care of you? I'm just trying to push you a little bit further. I'm just trying to let you build that faith up even more. He's probably saying, look, I'm so proud of you. You've done so well. I just want you to do better. I'm doing this so you can do better. And so you can be a help to other people. But no, man, we self-pick ourselves apart so much. You hear me say doing a checkup from the neck up. I'm not even the original person who said that. I got that from somebody else. But still, you start thinking about, oh, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? Knowing good and well you're doing it right, but then you start thinking, well, maybe I didn't do this, or maybe I didn't do that. Maybe that's why this is happening. Have you ever thought, maybe you're doing it right? Maybe you are doing it right. Maybe you're doing everything right. And God's just being pleased with you. Well, he's being pleased that my bills aren't being paid on time. Well, he's being pleased that you're trusting him that they're going to get paid. It's not like you're just sitting around doing nothing. You're not just like, oh, I give up. I ain't going to do nothing. Especially you folks with ministries. If you are out there doing your ministry to the best of your ability and doing what God called you to do, but the money isn't there. How many times has the money not been there? And how many times has he covered it? How many times have you needed healing in your body and you got it? How many times have you needed to get down the road and didn't have a way to get it, but it came? Might not have been in your time frame. Might not have been when you wanted it or how you wanted it, but it happened. I told my pastor the other morning, I said, you know what? I just threw my hands up and said, okay, God, whatever. I said, I don't have time to worry about it anymore. It's his. It's his anyway. If that's how he wants to do it, all I know is I got to cut myself some slack because I'm doing exactly what he asked me to do. I've done nitpicked myself apart so much that I don't know whether I'm coming or going. See, what happens when you start nitpicking yourself, though, that's when you get into the quandary, because you start doubting. And when you start doubting, that's when your faith starts waning. And you don't want your faith to wane away, because that's when you stop pleasing God. And when you're not pleasing God, well, my God's just like, But when you're pleasing Him, man, think about it. Those of you who have kids, it doesn't even matter. When they're pleasing you, when you're a boss and your employees are pleasing you, you want to do for them. If you got the right mind at all, if you're a decent human being, you want to do. They're pleasing you. You want to do good for them. It's no different. How much more would our Heavenly Father do for us? As I pull my head out my butt, so to say, and I quit self-picking myself apart, the quandary I'm getting out of it. I got to know my place. I got to know what I'm doing. And I am a child of the King. And sometimes I don't act like it. It has nothing to do with the devil. Devil didn't do it. Devil didn't make me do it. I did it. He gets too much credit a lot of times. He really does. Of course, God's a spirit. I mean, he probably don't have a head to shake, but if he did, this last month he probably shook his head so many times. Like, come on. I taught you better than this. I taught you better than this. You can do it. I'm going to leave it right there. Man, I hope we get to grow this podcast thing. And I hope we get to grow the music thing. Look, TheHunterLogan.com. Everything got changed to TheHunterLogan. My Instagram, my YouTube. The website is TheHunterLogan.com. If you can help me out with any of this stuff, social media, YouTube, I'd appreciate it. I am basically starting from scratch with this, and I need your help. I just need your help. Just follow me, please. And, you know, tell some of your friends, hey, just do me a favor. Ask them to do you a favor and just ask them to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Friend me on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. That would be a huge help to me. It really would. If you could just do that, I would appreciate it so much. On the next one, I'll tell you about the release coming up. And I do have that, and I am ready with that. So, listen, I love and appreciate you. I'm going to send you out today with Deuteronomy 28:2. You can look it up. I'll see you.